You're listening to Inside Out. Inside Out with Tim Gilligan is a podcast providing weekly biblical insight to encourage you on your walk with God. What you do day by day takes you to your future. And most of the time, the greatest fruit in your life is cultivated through the small, spiritual disciplines you exercise on a consistent basis. This podcast is meant to help you live a life that is happy, stable, fruitful, and blessed. And now, let's get ready for Pastor Tim. Enjoy today's episode.
Well, hello and welcome to Inside Out. And I think it's still legal and proper to say Happy New Year. And so Happy New Year. I truly pray that you have a great year, a blessed year. I know there'll be problems. I know there'll be challenges and so forth. But God is greater and God is good and God is with you. And as I like to remind myself, I'm way more blessed than I am bothered. And let's stay on the right side of it all. I want to continue the last couple of episodes. I've talked about this good news of Jesus and what he has done for us and how that impacts our life for the right now and for eternity. And let me flip that on you, too. It impacts our eternity, but it also impacts our right now. And I think we have to keep both of those in view. And this good news is so good that it is worth sharing, and it is worth sharing in the right way. In Romans chapter 1, verse 16 and 17, the Apostle Paul writes, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel," that's the good news, "because it," the gospel, the good news, "is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes." And so this good news that brings salvation, it's the gospel of Jesus. It's the good news of what Jesus has come and done on our behalf. And it is also the power of God. So God so loved, he sent Jesus, and he sent his power to accomplish some great and mighty things that impact us, as I said, right now, excuse me, and forever into our eternity. That salvation includes the idea to deliver safety, rescue, forgiveness, preservation from sin and its results, thank God. Saved, right with God, an overcoming life, restored wholeness, headed to heaven, and helped on earth. Aren't you glad? I sure am, that someone shared this good news with you. And we are not to only be consumers of this good news and its benefits. We're also to be ambassadors. This good news is worth sharing, as I said, and it's worth sharing right. First of all, know this. In 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9, it says that God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. It matters to God. People who are away from God, that matter to God, and it should matter to us. Because everybody spends forever somewhere. And as you know, there's only two options. Well, in all of this, of the good news getting to us and the good news being passed on by us, prayer cannot be absent. You know, if you're a believer and you're listening to this today, you've accepted Jesus into your heart and your life, and it's made a difference. You know, somebody prayed for you in that process. There was somebody praying, not just, you know, somehow on television or a conversation or some printed page or whatever that you became aware of, heard, discovered the good news, and then that led to you receiving Jesus. Prayer cannot be absent from that process. Somebody prayed for you. When I was a little guy, my parents divorced, and Mom and dad, you know, split. Dad moved back up north. But I had a grandma, my grandma Gilligan, up in Ohio, who was a prayer warrior. They kind of lived out in the country. As I understand, she never even left the county that she lived in until late in life. She never drove. She worked hard. She fed her family. She gardened. She took care of a a sister that was mentally challenged, and then she had a daughter born that was physically and mentally challenged. And so she had a heavy load on her, but she prayed. And she, without going into the whole story, I knew she prayed for us. I've talked to my brother, I've talked to uncles, I've talked to others in the family that grandma was praying. And my mom and dad, best I know, because of what was going on in their lives, they weren't praying. So really it has to do with, you know, grandma's prayers that made such a difference in my life. Now, my brother and I, we were in church in Florida, and grandma's in Ohio. Parents are split. Life is not good. But my mom would send us to this church, as a traditional denominational church, a couple of blocks away from the house. And we would go, and in Sunday school, we would learn Bible stories. So we're getting all the Bible stories on flannel graph and so forth, but no one ever explained salvation to us or exposed us to, you know, the sinner's prayer, anything like that. We didn't, you know, our only exposure to the Bible and to the truths of, you know, the events and stories of the Bible was flannel graph, but it planted seed in me that, you know, I believe these things. But nobody brought me across the line to salvation, to believe and to pray and invite Jesus into my heart and life and to go follow him. But the time came where that did happen, and my heart was ready. And I just know that the prayers of my grandmother primed all of that, guided all of that. Now, prayer stimulates the Holy Spirit's activity around the person or whatever you're praying about. So praying intensifies and stimulates the Holy Spirit's activity around that person that you would be praying for, that you know needs this good news, needs Jesus in their life, needs to surrender their life. So this episode and the next, I think I'll accomplish it during this episode and the next one. I just want to share with you how to pray for people who are away from God. How to pray for people who are away from God. So first of all, let me just give you these three words: bind the blinders, bind the blinders. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3 through 6, it says, if the good news, that's what we're talking about, if the good news we preach or share is hidden behind a veil, it is hidden only from people who are perishing. Satan, who is the god of this world, has blinded the minds of those who don't believe. They are unable to see the glorious light of the good news. They don't understand this message about the glory of Christ, who is the exact likeness of God. You see, we don't go around preaching about ourselves. We preach that Jesus Christ is Lord, and we ourselves are your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who said, let there be light in the darkness, has made the light shine in our hearts so that we could know the glory of God that is seen in the face of Jesus Christ. Light is the issue. And what light really means is knowledge and understanding. And Satan, the god of this world, has blinded the minds of people so that they can't see the light. And the light then would help them to understand and come to know the message of the good news. So light is the issue, and the Bible tells us that their minds are blinded. So in the name of Jesus, we want to pray, Lord, let the light shine into the darkness. Let your light shine into the hearts of people. Let them be able to see. So bind the blinders. Whatever is blinding them, blocking them from seeing the light and seeing the good news, bind that in the name of Jesus. Secondly, pray for their eyes. In Ephesians chapter 1, verse 16 through 18, it says, I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers. I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better. Here we go. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints. Now that verse 18, first part of that, in the Amplified Bible, It says, and I pray that the eyes of your heart, get this, the very center and core of your being may be enlightened, flooded with light by the Holy Spirit, so that you will know. So pray that the light will shine in, and pray that the eyes of their heart, that is the center and core of who they are, would be able to see it, so that God could flood in that light by the Holy Spirit, so that they could see the good news. Now again, people who are away from God matter to God. It should matter to us. And prayer is vital. Prayer cannot be absent in this process of sharing the good news of Jesus. So pray, and that prayer stimulates and intensifies the Holy Spirit's activity in and around that person's life. Pray in the strong name of Jesus, bind the blinders, and pray for their eyes, that their eyes of their heart, the very center and core of their being, would be enlightened, that they would be, it would be flooded with light by the Holy Spirit so that they could see this good news. It's a lot to think about. We've got to do it, though. We've got to pray. And I no doubt there's somebody in your life, in your circle, that's away from God. Either they don't know him at all, or they've turned away, they've wandered away. Pray for them. Pray for them. And believe that God's going to work in their life. Let's take a moment and do that. Father, right now, we just ask you by your Holy Spirit to move on the hearts of the people that you put on our hearts and minds right now that are away from you to one degree or another. And we just pray, God, in the strong name of Jesus, bind the blinders, the things that would block them from seeing the light. And Lord, let the light by the Holy Spirit just flood their hearts, the core of their being, who they really are, so that they could see. Holy Spirit, thank you that you're at work in their lives. We trust you and we thank you in Jesus' name. Well, I pray you have a great rest of the week, and keep this on your heart. Let this weigh on your heart a little bit, the people away from God, and you might have a part to play in it, and at least that part is to pray for them. Have a great week. God bless you. We'll see you next time on Inside Out.
Thanks for joining us today on this episode of Inside Out. If this content has been helpful to you, it would mean a lot if you'd leave a review or share this with others on social media. For more teachings and resources, you can visit Meadowbrook Church online at mbcocala.com. And if you have any questions for the podcast, you can send an email to podcast@mbcocala.org. That's all for today. We'll see you next time right here on Inside Out with Tim Gilligan.